Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the teacher. Dear listeners, in today's lesson of the teacher, we will talk about a very interesting and critical question, and that is that according to Islamic belief, can the Ummah, the Muslim Ummah, select the successor to the Prophet with their collective intellect? Well, before we get into this discussion, we would like to put forth a disclaimer. Brothers and sisters, we need Islamic unity. The purpose of these discussions is not to create discord or not to separate our Muslim brethren from us. There are fundamental theological differences that we acknowledge on both sides, but that should not become the reason for us to fight with each other. These academic and intellectual debates and discussions should take place in an academic environment. These should not become the source of disunity. So for us, it is very important to understand and digest this before we get into these discussions. Even with your friends, when you discuss it, try to stay pure in your intentions. It's not about we win over they win. It's all about haqq. It's all about truth. We want that final felicity. We need to form a Muslim ummah, Muslim brothers and sisters, let it be Sunni or Shias. We need to combine our efforts, bring our hearts close to each other, and fight the enemies of Islam. So these discussions should start with those disclaimers, okay? Now we said that imamah means leadership, and it is not only a concept in Islam, rather it is a system. The 12 imams are the spiritual and political successor to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah. According to Islamic theology, the successors to Prophet Muhammad are infallible human beings who rule with justice over human beings and maintain and interpret Islamic Sharia and undertake the esoteric interpretation of the Quran. The critical question we are dealing with today is, can the Ummah select the successor to the Prophet? The answer to this question is that if we take the meaning of imamah to be external leadership of an Islamic society, the selection of a leader on behalf of society with the vote of the people is possible. But if we take imamah to mean that which we have previously mentioned, and as the Holy Quran has described, doubtlessly, no one other than God can choose the imam and the caliph or the successor to Prophet. We will mention a few conditions of imam, and you will clearly see the discrimination of these conditions can only be done through God. The condition for imamah, for instance, according to the commentaries upon the Holy Quran, is knowledge of all the principles and practices of Islam, a knowledge whose base is in heaven and relies upon the knowledge of the Prophet so that he can guard and preserve the divine law of Islam. Another condition is that imam must be immaculate and infallible, free from sin and error, and is the selected of the divine immaculateness so that the station of imamah and spiritual, material, external, and internal leadership of imamah can be assumed, as well as austerity, piety, courage, which is necessary to confirm this important post. Now ask yourself a question. Who are we to analyze all of these conditions in any human being? We don't know what's in his heart. We don't know his personal life. We don't know his private life. We don't know when he sins, when he's inside his house, when he's in the basement of his house. We cannot by any means say with certainty about any human being that he is such and such, or he is sinless, or he commits sin. Only Allah knows that. Hence, for anyone to decide who the successor to the Prophet, the best creation on the planet should be is reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to take a break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to continue discussing this topic more. Stay with us.
Shiite views of the infallible Imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Hewer.
It's not that any human being elects the Imams. It is not that one Imam chooses and decides who should be the Imam afterwards. The Imams are divinely appointed, and each Imam is inspired by God, instructed to announce the name of the Imam who is to follow. Where did the Imams get this knowledge from? Well, some of this knowledge is accumulated. If we think of Ali, for example, Ali is the first male Muslim. He lives the whole of his life as the constant companion of the Prophet, together with, of course, his wife, Fatima, who is the Prophet's daughter. So they are on intimate terms with the Prophet throughout the whole of his public ministry from the time of the coming of the Quran onwards. Therefore, Ali is constantly accumulating knowledge of the life of the Prophet, of how he put the guidance of the Quran into practice, and is best placed to be questioning the Prophet to understand the inner meaning of things that are not clear. And in this way, he accumulates this knowledge from the Prophet together with Fatima, and then the two of them teach it to their sons, to Hassan and Hussein. And so it goes on down the chain of the Imams. But when we come to the 9th and 10th Imam, they actually inherit the mantle of the Imamate whilst they're children. And so here we have a kind of miraculous transfer, a kind of infusion of this accumulated knowledge to the Imams.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were addressing one of a very interesting and critical question, and that is, can the Ummah select the successor to the Prophet? So can they use their collective intellect to reach a consensus on who the successor to the Prophet should be? Well, we said that if we take Imamah in the general sense, which is only the leadership, well, then any politician can be selected by the people. But the Quranic and the Islamic definition of Imamah, or being the successor of the Prophet, takes a lot more. So Shia school of thought, it believes that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can discriminate between those conditions and qualities amongst different people to come to a conclusion who should be the Imam or the vicegerent to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The discrimination of these conditions that we mentioned before the break can clearly only be done through God and the Prophet through the knowledge of the unseen that God has granted him. It is God who knows in whose spirit immaculateness has shone its rays, and it is He who has the highest knowledge needed for leadership, the sufficient courage and spiritual strength. Only Allah can gauge that. Only Allah can evaluate it. We can just look at the apparent, and some people are good in acting, for instance. We will be deceived easily. Only Allah knows what is in somebody's heart, and only Allah, through His unlimited knowledge of the unseen, can see how this person is going to act even in the future. Those who place the selection of the Imam and the Caliph of the Prophet in the hands of people, in truth, changed the meaning of Imamah in the Holy Quran and limited it to meaning only leadership and giving organization to the affairs of this world of the people. Otherwise, the conditions of Imamah in general and complete sense can only be determined by the Creator, and it is He who knows who has these qualities. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well, could not have been selected by the vote of the people, but must rather have most definitely been selected by God Almighty, because other than God, no one can discern and no one can evaluate and gauge the necessary qualities required for a prophet. So if we go back in history, and if I were to pose a question, brothers and sisters, how was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to take up this role of prophethood? Was it through elections? Was it through people coming together using their collective intellect and reaching this conclusion? No, correct? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him on this position using His unlimited knowledge of the unseen. Similarly, when we say that Imamah is the continuation of prophethood, why would the rules change? It wouldn't make any sense. The Shia Muslims are committed to the principle that the right to designate the Imam belongs exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the people have no role to play in this respect. It is the Creator alone who selects the Imam and identifies him to the people by means of the Prophet. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye. La ilaha illallah.